And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Adventure on Lake Michigan. Today's chapter finds us, boys and girls, on the high seas, or rather we should say on the high lake. When we were looking for Yuki Butcha, we had rented a high-powered speedboat on Lake Michigan, and we were going out to the island where Mrs. Saxville had her summer vacation house, because we thought that's where Yuki was being kept prisoner or hiding out or whatever you might want to call it, and we wanted to go there and help him. And so as today's adventure begins, we're cruising along at high speed.
Here we go out across Lake Michigan in search of Mrs. Saxville's Island, where Yuki Butcha is living.
How fast are we going, Mayor?
Well, Buster, right now, I guess we're cruising along about 22 knots. It's not a bad speed, but this here cruiser is a fast craft. We could get a lot more speed out of her if we wanted to, or if we had to.
Well, how far will we have to go before we reach the island? How far out under the lake is it?
Clipper Charlie, the fellow who owns the boat dock where we rented this motor cruiser, says that her island's about 25 miles out into the lake.
25 miles? I didn't even know Lake Michigan was that big.
Oh, sure.
Oh, lad, listen, it'd take you 2-3 hours to cross the lake at its narrowest point in a boat like this here when...
Oh, my goodness, yes, Sparky. Lake Michigan's really big. Of course, it isn't as big as Lake Superior, but it is bigger than Lake Erie. You've seen Lake Erie. You know how big that one is.
Lake Erie? Oh, yeah, sure. That's the one that's on the north boundary of Ohio. Is Lake Michigan bigger than Lake Erie? Boy.
Sure is. Yeah, we've got quite a cruise in front of us before we reach the island.
Man, I'm getting hungry already. You know, I haven't eaten since that little lunch we had on the airplane when we flew up to Michigan from Cincinnati.
Well, don't worry about that. If you're hungry, just bring that basket over here. See the one sitting right there? That'll have some cold chicken sandwiches in there and a few other things to eat and drink. Just hand it over here.
Hey, boy, this looks good. How about that? There are chicken sandwiches in this basket.
Bring them over here, lad. We're hungry, too, you know.
Yeah, come on, bring the basket over here.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing. Hey, looks good. Here you are. Have a cold chicken sandwich, Mayor.
Oh, thank you, lad. This is going to taste mighty good. I'm so hungry I could eat the rudder right off this here boat.
Hey, you better not, Mayor. We need that rudder.
Big John, the mayor wouldn't really eat the rudder off the boat. Here, have a chicken sandwich.
Thanks. I don't know about the mayor with his appetite. He's just liable to eat anything.
Hey, look what else is in the basket here. It's a bucket filled with ice, and there's milk and soft drinks in it. It's going to be a treat, real picnic. Here, have a drink, Mayor.
Oh, thank you, lad. Say, how'd you like to take over the wheel and try your hand at driving this here boat for a while?
Hey, okay, Mayor. Fine. Boy, that'll be fun.
Here you are. Now, you stand up here on top of this here box so you can see out past the front of the boat there, you see?
Oh, sure. I can see real good. Say, look at me. I'm driving the boat. I'm driving the boat. Oh, sailing, sailing over the Baldy Main.
Enough by now?
Yeah, I guess so, Mayor. We sure have been sailing across this lake a long time. How far have we gone by now?
I was just beginning to wonder that myself, Mayor. You know, it's been an hour and 20 minutes since we pulled away from that boat dock.
Yeah, and I figured that we've traveled more than 25 miles so far, too.
And Mrs. Saxville's island isn't anywhere in sight.
And furthermore, there isn't any land in sight anyplace. Hey, Mayor.
Yes, Big John?
Tell me something.
What do you want to know?
Do you know where we are?
Do I know where we are? Of course I know where we are. We're out in the middle of Lake Michigan. That's where we are. What's the matter? You think I'm goofy or something?
Now, Mayor, you know well and good that isn't what I mean. Now, just tell me this, Mayor. Are we lost?
Lost?
Yeah.
Oh, now, Buster, don't go talking silly. How can we be lost when we know where we are? We're right on Lake Michigan.
Yes, Big John, we know we're on Lake Michigan. So, how can we be lost?
Well, very easily. Mayor, are we going to find Mrs. Saxbone's private island?
Well, I guess we will, Buster, if we keep looking around long enough.
What I was afraid of. If we keep cruising around, in other words, you're no longer on a charted course. We've lost your way.
Well, I tell you, didn't want to say anything. Didn't want to frighten you or the lad, but I figure we should have reached the island about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Well, it's nowhere in sight right now. What direction are we headed right now?
According to this here compass, Buster, we're right on the course that Clipper Charlie set for us.
Well, what do you say we swing due north and then cut back toward the east for a few miles and then turn to the south? You know, it could be that we've traveled past the island when it would just, you know, happen that it was just beyond the horizon and we didn't even know it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good, sound idea. All right, take the wheel, Buster. You handle her and see what kind of results you can get. You might have better luck finding that there Lost Wigan Island than I did.
Well, tell me, we really are lost.
Well, we are and we aren't. We know where we are, but then again, we don't know where we are.
How can that be?
Well, we're lost, but we ain't lost. Because we know where we are. We're on Lake Michigan. But we don't know where on Lake Michigan we are. And Lake Michigan being as big as it is, lad, well, that's bad, lad. That's bad.
Oh, do you mean we can't find Mrs. Saxwell's island?
Well, that's about it, Sparky. We should have reached the island about 15 minutes ago. Now we're going to have to put ourselves on a zigzag course and just hope we come across the island before we run out of daylight.
You know, Buster, I'm afraid the dark ain't too far off. Look at the sky in the east. She's starting to get pretty dark right now.
Maybe it's a storm coming up.
Oh, wait, don't say that. I wouldn't want to be on this lake in a storm. Besides, it's almost 8 o'clock in the evening. That's nightfall, you see, in the sky off to the east. At least I hope it is.
Say, Mayor, I just looked at the fuel gauge here. Have we got enough gasoline to cruise around like this looking for the island?
Oh, sure. Don't worry about that. We'll probably find the island before long anyway, Buster.
Well, okay, I hope you're right.
Boy, Mayor, it's getting dark awful fast now.
Yeah, and still no sign of the island.
Better turn on our running lights, Buster, and we'll swing the spotlight around the lake. That's the only way we'll be able to see the island now, unless they got some lights lit on the shore where we can see them.
Well, we sure have been searching for it long enough. I'm beginning to wonder if there really is a Lost Wigan Island.
Well, there is, all right, Sparky, because Clipper Charlie knew what I was talking about right away when I mentioned it to him.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
We just happened to think of something. Oh, what a big boob I am. What a dumb snoot I am.
What's the matter, Mayor?
When I said before that we had enough gasoline, I didn't stop to think that we'd need gas to get us back to shore if we don't find the island. I figured we could fill our tanks on the island and then head back to shore that way.
Oh, Mayor, do you mean that we don't have enough gasoline in the tanks to get us back to the mainland if we don't find the island?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's it, Buster. If we don't find that island and find it soon, we're going to be out here in the middle of the lake without gasoline in our tanks to get us back to shore.
Oh, brother, this is a fine how-do-you-do.
Well, if we do run out of gasoline, how far away from shore are we?
Well, at least 25 miles. That'd be a long way to row this thing, even if we had oars, and even if it could be done.
Well, Mayor, how much gasoline do we have in the tanks? Maybe it's a good idea if we headed toward shore and at least got as close to shore as possible.
Yeah, that's right. The closer to shore we are, the more boats we might see. At least close to shore, we'd have a better chance of being spotted by another boat and picked up in case we're out of gas. Well, how much gas do we have in our tanks, Mayor?
Well, now, let me take a look at this here gasoline gauge, and I'll tell you. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. Well, you don't have to look at the gasoline gauge to tell how much gas we have in our tanks now.
Yep. Out of gas.
25 miles from shore and it's dark. Looks like we're just going to drift around helplessly out here in the middle of Lake Michigan all night. Unless we can figure out a way to get ourselves rescued.
Oh, me, out of gas in the middle of Lake Michigan. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, kids, here we are, sitting out in the middle of the lake, 25 miles from shore and out of gas. This motor cruiser is too big to row back to shore with oars, even if we had oars. So I guess that means we'll just have to sit here in the boat and drift around the lake unless we can think of some ways to get ourselves rescued. Boy, we came up here to rescue Yuki Butcher. Now we're the ones that need rescuing. What a mess. I sure hope no storm comes up while we're out here in the lake. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow. I hope. So long.